Previously on 253 Matilda.
Oh, hi! Happy lunch day, Detective Amati.
You know I want us to return to Earth, otherwise you wouldn't be harassing me.
Do you have any conception of what a monstrous society you're proposing, Dr. Stone?
The planet you're headed for shows no sign of any civilization like what was described to us.
It's time to head back to Earth on a new mission to save our home planet.
And I propose to fix it with my immediate resignation.
I'm honored that you've selected me to lead us into this new era.
Cut the engine, boss!
Are you saying this is a transmission?
Take one of your gloves off.
Is that safe, Doctor?
I figure this is my last chance to make something of my life.
You are ordered to prepare to receive compliance teams peacefully.
This could be a no-win scenario.
Here they come. Watch over.
It's been a long time in the void, and this marks the start of the home stretch.
Hell chewed you up and spit you back out.
We're very lucky you figured out this one, or everyone else would have been dying with me.
Now it's up to you to keep it going.
Please don't let yourself be sad.
Blessed be the day that brings the beginning of our end.
Not all of them aged extra.
Earth! We're going to Earth!
Don't let her draw you in.
Mayor Peters has given us a great gift.
You're saying if we replace Commander Peters, we may destroy the entire universe?
I'm gonna slice your wrinkled old body from end to end.
Welcome to Earth.
Thank you.
That was her sister, Echo. She wants us all dead.
I've placed the charges. Should take out this whole wall.
And now.
This is Emiko Silva. I'm the final mayor of this little asteroid world we call 253 Matilda. Final, because there are only three of us left, and we're old. I'm recording this because I want to leave a record for eternity, a record of who we were and what we did here. We're presumably the last of our race, a species which died out over a million years ago on our home planet. So I think we have a duty to write humanity's epilogue, even if nobody's likely to find it. 229 years ago, from our point of view, our ancestors set out from a planet called Earth in the hope that our descendants would one day reach a star 4 light-years away. As you can see, we've exceeded their expectations considerably.
We've got a fault developing in air processing, a secondary circulation system. I need your help.
All right, I'm coming. Just let me pause my recording.
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. After leaving the solar system in the 22nd century, the asteroid 253 Matilda now travels the intergalactic void at near light speed. For her residents, the journey has been more than 200 years. For the rest of the universe, it's been more than a million years. Episode 31, Unending.
In my view, there are two people who were truly indispensable titans in the history of our world. Commander Peters and Mayor Hu. Commander Peters set us on our course and guided the first 60 years of our unique society. I can only guess at how differently we might have turned out if he'd obeyed orders and stayed on Earth in 2107. Mayor Hu presided over our era of exploration, sending missions to dozens of worlds before dying a hero's death. So it's to him we owe our greatest accomplishments. Of course, that was all 1,000,000 years ago. The exploration era ended right around when I was born. Computer, pause recording.
Paused.
Hello, 253 Matilda. This is Chief Togo speaking. Please tell me you can hear me.
Who did you say you are?
Sarah Togo. I'm back.
Nice voice clone, Roberts, but it's not funny. She was a real person. My grandmother was her friend. Her loss was a tragedy. Get back to work on that sanitation system. Computer, resume recording. Mayor Hernandez was the only mayor I knew personally. She was my mentor. She deserves a lot of credit for bringing stability and order back to our society after the Doomers nearly ended us. But there was always a sadness in her eyes that grew deeper as our population declined. It's one thing to see your friends and contemporaries slowly die off, to attend their funerals and see fewer and fewer at each funeral. That's just the human experience. But to see no younger generation replacing them, no children left in the world, no future to pass on a legacy to, I don't think Mayor Hernandez was at peace with that reality. It didn't help that she felt there should have been another generation, and that her predecessor had robbed us of them by approving the mission to Earth. Computer, pause. Yes, B.
Mayor, I'm working in hydroponics, and there's a weird noise.
What kind of noise?
Like a knocking sound. I think something must be breaking down.
I'll come and give it a listen. Better not be anything serious. We're too old for all this.
Thanks. I check it out, but I'm busy.
And you're not very technical, B. I know. You'd think, with only 3 of us left alive, I could get through an afternoon without all these interruptions.
Sounds like it's coming from the outer wall. Not sure what's in there.
Near the airlock.
Yeah.
Shit. If Roberts is doing this as part of his joke, I'm gonna kill him. But I'd better open it up, just in case.
Huh?
I got a call earlier, purporting to be Farah Tojo coming home.
That'd really be something, wouldn't it? Hey, look, there really is somebody coming in.
Computer, where's Roberts?
David Roberts is in sanitation.
Then...
She's taking her helmet off. She does look like Farah Tojo.
About time. I was almost out of air.
Sorry. Welcome, Chief Tojo. I can't believe this. It's an honor to meet a legend in the flesh.
So, who are you?
I'm Mayor Emiko Silva, and this is Bea Amadi.
I take it this isn't 2240? The sky out there is so dark, I thought something must have gone wrong.
2335 local year. We're between galaxies, so there's not much to see. There's a few galaxies you can make out if you know where to look.
Where's everyone else?
Roberts is busy in sanitation, and that's all we've got.
Apparently, there's a lot for me to catch up on, but it's nice to be sort of home.
Losing her, it leaves a gaping hole.
Am I interrupting you?
No, it's okay. I was just watching my funeral. Computer, pause.
That's got to be an odd experience.
The trouble is all the other funerals I missed. My son's funeral, all my friends. A couple hours ago, for me, none of them had been born yet, and now they're all dead. It's like temporal whiplash.
I'm sorry. Can't imagine what it's like.
Mayor, you must have known a lot of them. Anton, Marissa, Larissa, Ravi. What happened to them all?
Marissa was my grandmother. She talked about you a lot. I don't think she ever gave up hope either. I only wish she could be here today. Listen, there'll be plenty of time to tell stories. What I really came in here for was to ask if you could help us out.
Oh, with what?
There's so much that needs doing and only 3 elderly people to do it all. But at the moment, I'd like you to have a look at the optical sensors.
But are those really any use out here in the intergalactic void?
Not usually, but the computer detected what could be something approaching us. Unfortunately, the sensors are too far out of alignment to confirm.
The chances of anything out here, let alone something that can match our speed.
I know, but I'd like you to check. And you'd know these systems better than we do, since we've never bothered maintaining them.
All right, I'll go do that right away. There, that should do it. Computer, check optical scanner performance.
Performance is now restored to 100% of design parameters.
Computer, rescan for approaching objects.
Unknown spaceship on intercept course.
Really? Computer, show me a visual. Analysis, please. Does it appear hostile?
Unknown.
No definite armaments detected?
Correct.
Distance and estimated time to intercept?
Distance approximately 7 astronomical units. Projected intercept time 4 hours.
Just 4 hours?
Affirmative, based on ship's current acceleration profile.
Wouldn't their thrust be so strong they'd be pancaked?
Affirmative, explanation not available.
Mayor, you're gonna want to see this.
It's a shame our external communications don't work. We didn't see a need to maintain them after we caught the last transmissions from Earth.
Did Mateo and Zainab die? I only had time to see a couple of their logs.
Of course they died. That was 1 million years ago.
Oh, of course. But how? And did they leave any descendants?
I wouldn't want to spoil it for you. Let's keep our focus on what's happening right now for the moment. Roberts, what's the alien ship doing?
They're on final landing approach. Looks like they'll be sitting down right by our base.
On top of us or next to us?
Our current trajectory looks like next to.
Good. On top of us didn't go well last time.
Their whole ship is setting down. They're not just sending shuttles.
That's right. And they're down. That was quick.
Can't imagine how they do these fast maneuvers.
So, now what do we do?
We welcome them like good hosts and hope they're friendly.
Is that wise?
Unless you think you and 3 non-Nigerians can overpower a ship full of aliens who are far more advanced than we are.
Good point.
At least they're polite, knocking on the door.
Three of them. From the shape of the suits, they look a lot like us.
You know, I'd swear they're actually human.
But how could that be possible?
Airlock is full. Give me a sec to let them in and we'll find out. Welcome to 253 Matilda. I'm Mayor Silva. This is B. Amadi. That's Roberts. And that's Farah Tojo.
Farah Tojo, the ancestors spoke of you in their records.
What?
Long ago,
The ancestors recorded they came to our planet from 253 Matilda, where they spoke of an assistant mechanic Fair Otojo. But you can't be the same Fair Otojo, after all this time.
It's a long story. Suffice it to say, a lot of strange things can happen around light speed. What planet are you from?
I'm from KHI-231, as you know it.
A lot of us are from LOJ-383.
How did human beings end up on these planets, and then together in one ship?
Because of you. And we came to find you.
Most of us are descended from those who were taken from you in 2220. They were taken back to Earth but found humanity apparently extinct, so most of them were resettled elsewhere.
And a few of us are descended from the explorers you purposely left on planets.
But when did you leave your home planets?
This project came together about 80,000 years after 253 Matilda left Earth. We realized that with the right acceleration profile traveling even closer to the speed of light, there was still a chance to catch up with you before you'd run out of resources.
But why would you want to catch up with our dying world?
We've come with solutions to your energy problems.
There are 47 of us.
We're here to bring this world back to life, to honor our ancestors.
I've always been very aware of my mortality. It's hard not to be when you grow up watching your community die around you, until finally, you're one of the final three left. It's been a given from the moment of my birth that our community would die with me and my generation. I've devoted my life to making the best of it and drawing down our time here with dignity. I've long assumed my final day as mayor would be my final day of life. But now, with a shocking suddenness, everything has changed. We have a new population, a new life, a new future. And I couldn't be happier to submit my resignation and announce my retirement effective today. My successor was an obvious choice. There's one person here who knows how this world works, how to restore it to what it used to be, how to chart a path forward. She came to us across the mists of time as if by divine providence. And so, I turn you over now to your new mayor, Fair Otojo.
Thank you. I'm honored to accept this new challenge. I didn't mean to be here, but maybe it's where and when I needed to be. I bring with me the memory of everybody who made me who I am. Too many people to mention, and their names might mean little to you right now, but part of my future work here will be seeing that they are remembered and honored. I've seen our world at the beginning, in the middle, and at what was supposed to be the end. I've learned there are no true endings, no neat and tidy summations. There's only people doing what they can. We're stewards of this world, and we're explorers of this universe, driven by our inherent need to try to understand our universe better and leave it a little better than when we entered it. These are unending tasks, Sisyphean challenges we gladly volunteer for. And, truth be told, if someone handed us the answers and finished the tasks for us, we'd be devastated, because it's the striving that makes our lives worthwhile. Today is a special day. It's launch day. The day we celebrate the beginning of the slow departure of our ancestors from their solar system. The beginning of our evolving mission. For the three of you who've been living in 253 Matilda's reference frame without interruption, it's the 230th launch day. For me, it's only my 135th. For most of you, the original launch day is a legend passed down for tens of thousands of years.
The first launch day brought people together from so many different countries on Earth and united them on a single mission. Now we're bringing people together from different worlds, even different times. So I'd like to propose we declare this day, today, as our relaunch day, a day we hope future generations will look back on with pride.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 31, Unending. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Neerham. Mayor Emiko Silva is Audrey J. Williams. Chief Tojo is Gwyneth Knight. David Roberts was Paul Moss. The returnee humans included Shriek. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Sound effects and music, courtesy freesound.org, asoundeffect.com, freepd.com, and audionautics.com. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.
This was the final episode of 253 Matilda. It's been a pleasure to write and produce it. Thank you for listening. Please share with your friends and stay tuned for our Season 3 retrospective documentary coming soon. If you enjoyed 253 Matilda, feel free to check out all the other QuietPlease.org productions at quietplease.org/originals.